good audio boo day, which is sort of like universal time. It's any time. It's VR podcasting, Paul Hopkins, into, what is it? Hashtag February day 8. Today, talk about what you like is a suggestion. Talk about what's in front of you. So I thought, well, I'm going to do this. It just depends on what's in front of me. I can't just say telly, fireplace, carpet, cat. In front of me, and slightly to the right, is Claire. Hello, darling. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's Claire playing Spell Stack.
Yeah.
Spelling Stack.
I have no idea what I'm
having. It sounds like a sort of a Shell Stackers word game. So if you, that's the cat.
Squeak.
Things that are in front of me is Claire's guide dog Ben is to my left, lying down, having just got the hiccups or some weirdness. I was a bit worried about him. He's like that. Well, I think he's all right
I'm
now.
I'm like the parent. I kind of go.
Yeah, whatever. I'm like the parent with the first child. What's happened to my dog? My dog is furry or whatever. My dog is walking slower than normal. My dog just coughed. Something. Well, the other day he had a bit of a smell about him, but I don't know if he just got that on his coat from someone else that was smelly. I don't know. Anyway, my dog is in front of me, in the centre of me right now. He's sat, aren't you, Ossie?
Hello. You gonna go?
Yeah. Lick the mic. Lick the mic. Oh, what's that? It's a microphone. You can't eat it. Usher is gorgeous.
I'll just take a photo of Ossie.
Because Ossie is Usher, his name is. I call him Ossie or Oshki. Oshki. Yeah. He responds to Oshki. And, or Oshibar. I don't know where I got that from. But Nathan likes to call him Oshibar. And you call him Oshibar.
No.
Usher's significant because he's my first guide dog. And I'm sure many of you know that I have a guide dog. But those of you following a hashtag might not know that I have. And in front of me is he. Sort of at my centre at the moment. He's sat, as he likes to do. He sits with his back to me. And he sits sort of between my legs, and I'll wrap my legs sort of around him, so he's all. And we do this on the bus quite a bit as well, because sometimes room is at a premium, and room is at a premium. Usher's giving the cat a look because he's kind of a bit scared of her, I think. Stay. And he often will sit like this with me for a long periods of time. It kind of means sometimes he gets a bit, I want to sit here when he doesn't, you know, when I'm doing other things, but. The upshot of it is that he will sit here when the room's at a premium, as I said, so I can be on the bus and on the train, because we travel to between London and Birmingham every week to come and see Claire. Mm. And just to say about Usher, I've never had a guide dog in my life. I've always used a cane, a white cane. And it was this big thing about, oh, she'll have a dog, shall I have a dog? And in the end, lifestyle changed enough that, you want to go? Go on then, you want to lie down? There you go, good boy. It sort of led to the fact that yes, I could have a guide dog. It was appropriate and right, and there's a whole. God, he's got a smell again. No, right. Usher has got his own smell. I need to look him. Ooh, I think it's Ush. Like a fish smell, Ush. Have you been eating fish in your food? Anyway, he is an amazing dog, very clever, very good at his roots. Guide dogs essentially will guide you around things and that, but they also hopefully remember roots a little bit, so you have a very good idea, or often a much greater idea of where you're going, because the dog will often remember stuff. And it's just there's so many different elements to having a guide dog that are different to having a cane. I won't go on about it because it just make an overly long boo for people that aren't necessarily interested. But if you want to know more about what Usher's all about and what our life together is all about, then go to Usher's Pause for Thought. And it's this page on Facebook. So you do www.facebook.com/ Usher's Pause for Thought. And that's USHERSPAWS. FOURTHOUGHT. And if you have access issues around Facebook, you can do m.facebook.com/usherspauseforthought, or I think it's access.facebook.com/usherspauseforthought. And you can see what we've been getting up to. I don't update it loads and loads, but it's kind of coming from Usher's point of view. So it's like an ongoing bloggy thing. Dog blog. Delog. Don't know. See a bit more about what we're up to. But he's the thing in front of me at the moment. And now he's lying on his belly with his paws out in front of him, almost together, and his head kind of between his paws. And along with Ben, who I shall maybe take a photo of one or both of them, I'm not sure yet. But anyway, yeah, looking kind of cute. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll take a photo of them both that I took earlier, because I've got a really good one of them sitting together, all dressed up and somewhere to go, because they wear their harnesses and stuff. So anyway, that's what's in front of me at the moment. The difference a dog makes. What a difference a dog makes. Yeah, that's the title of the boo now. Alrighty, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.